And we are back on KID News Radio 590 AM and 92.1 FM. Our guest now is Don Mann, the CEO and president of Right Mann Consulting and also the author of Okay, God, Now What? Don, welcome. Good to have you on this morning.
Hey, wonderful. It's glad to be with you, Neil. Thank you for asking me.
Well, it's a pleasure. And we want to talk today about political slogans. Every campaign, especially presidential campaign, has them. Do they work? Do slogans work?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually the way human beings are made to operate.
Okay.
Part of the process of the way that we operate is we have really two choices. One is our own internal affirmations or slogans that we operate by, or the slogans and affirmations that other people talk about around us.
Okay. And give us kind of a real-life example of how that works. We hear a slogan and how we're affected by it.
Okay. What happens is that when you hear a slogan, you receive that information, and then it kicks off or keys in some images in your brain that matches that message. And that causes a chemical reaction in your body, actually, that produces positive feeling, good feeling chemistry, or negative feeling chemistry. And the result is that you receive that message and like it or you dislike it and cause your action, what's going to happen to it. It's, you know, the same thing that happens into a football team in a locker room. They're losing the first half of the game. They go in, the coach talks to them, gets them straightened out, pulls them back into their right self-identity, gets them straightened up. They come back out and win the game. It's the same thing that happens when politicians try to do the same thing to us with the images that they give us.
Is this the same thing as commercial branding, like Nike's Just Do It or Coke, the real thing? You know, McDonald's, I'm loving it. I mean, you know, you can come up with a thousand of them. Is it basically the same thing, just in encapsulating a positive idea in just a few words?
Absolutely. That's the essence of a slogan or an affirmation or a proverb, is to take a big concept and put it into words that you can link to and work with. The biggest advertising campaigns in America is the political process. You know, we've got people talk about ideas, they make promises, they get you to be convinced that they've got the right answer and the other guy has the wrong answer. The problem is that the process itself uses advertising techniques that are actually causing some people to be concerned about what's going on with advertising in general. There are actually some ethical questions being raised by the advertising process. What happens is that, and I learned this when I was in corporate America turning around companies, and I discovered that I could go in and work to change the environment, but it took a little bit of time. But the most important thing was for me was how to build myself up to be able to take the challenges and situations that was around me. When you have people in the political process, generally what they're going to do is talk about the problems and give slogans that they say are going to help the problem get solved, except instead of you solving it, they're going to solve it for you. And in the process of that advertising campaign, you begin, over time, repetition builds into you to where you believe and start to agree with the images they're giving you. And it works by the chemistry of the brain.
Let's talk a little bit specifically about the presidential campaigns now. We know that 4 years ago, President Obama's at least most recognized slogan was hope and change. Hope and change has kind of become a punchline now because the economy is still really struggling and a lot of people don't feel the president's done a terribly good job. So now the slogan is forward. How do you rate that slogan?
Well, in terms of just terminology, I'm not going to give my opinion on which party I'm voting for or intend to vote for. But in terms of the process, that's a positive statement. The challenge that happens to us is that they give one positive statement and 99 negative statements. And it's the continual barrage of the negative statements that causes the most problems for each individual. The reason that happens is pretty simple. Actually, it's very complex, but they begin to understand it, but it works out into very simple techniques. The more that you fill your mind with negative attitudes and prejudices, you actually build what's called leaky neurons in your brain. And every time you exercise those leaky neurons, you actually put toxins into your bloodstream. And it stresses your body out and makes you sicker. The expression, worried sick, is exactly true.
Huh.
what happens is, and so that when you have a political campaign and you're surrounded by a continual flood of negative words, I mean, he's got one word forward, but then you hear all the bashing that's going on for the other party. Okay, all of that has an effect on you. As it works on you, it continues to build in you these toxic neurons. You continue to think them and you continue to poison yourself. What I discovered when I was actually in a terrible crisis that didn't know what to do, didn't know how to go, where to do it, I turned to the Bible and started learning about what God has to say about affirmations and identity and built myself up so that I could succeed in the issues and challenges at the time. So even though you're surrounded by an environment putting all of this stuff on you, you're the one that ends up with the toxic chemicals being released in your body, hurting yourself as you think those things. So the way to do it is to take control of your life and decide, okay, I'm going to be able to assess the information given to me, but not let it make me into someone who can be damaged by the process.
And that brings us to your book, Okay, God, Now What? Tell us a little bit about that book.
Okay, the book came about, as I said, when I started to organize the process that I use to keep myself straight in the middle of difficult times. You know, we think life is going good, and all of a sudden you get blasted by a job layoff, or you have a family disaster of some kind, and you've got to be able to deal with it in the middle of it. How do you keep yourself straight and strong? Well, God's provided that for us in the Scriptures all along. And what I did was take the Scriptures and turn them into positive affirmations to use for myself. And as a result of that, helped me keep focused and eventually changed me to the place where I could go in and work with people who were very difficult, very unhappy, difficult situations, and turn them around. So I put the program in there, and right now, for example, I make an offer to anybody who calls in or goes to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, and I'll give them a free list of top 10 affirmations to get started for themselves on how they can strengthen their inner man themselves against the adversities of life. And that's how the book came about. People started asking me, how did you do this? How did you go into a corporation that was failing with the same people, turn it around in 6 years, making $500 million?
Wow. All right. Our guest this morning, that is an amazing story. Don Mann, CEO and president of Right Mann Consulting, the author of Okay, God, Now What? And for more information, okgodnowwhat.com, is that the right place?
That's right. It's okgodnowwhat.com. You can spell it OK, the two letters, or OKAY. It doesn't matter. I got both websites for you. And it'll take you right to the place where you can get your free list of top 10 affirmations.
Don Mann, thank you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too.